You Must Read This is our book series where authors talk about the books they love. Author Eric Kraft doesn't live in Manhattan, but that hasn't stopped him from falling for a fanciful book about the city that he's been enthralled with his entire life.
My son Alexis, who is an architect, gave me Delirious New York years ago. I had the flu at the time, so I took to my bed and read the book, delirious much of the time and fascinated all of the time. I kept bursting from the bedroom, raving, "Listen to this," or "Look at this," or "This is hilarious." Delirious New York is all of that. It combines a singular history of the city with a lively and sometimes outrageous retroactive manifesto about architecture and city planning. The result is a highly idiosyncratic work of art in which text works intimately with illustration and many types of writing dance together. For Kuhlhaas, the driving force behind the creation of Manhattan is an unformulated theory that he calls Manhattanism. When and where does he claim Manhattanism began? Around 1906 on Coney Island, a metropolis of the irrational, where the strategies and mechanisms that later shaped Manhattan were tested before they finally leaped toward the larger island. Coney Island, he declares, was a fetal Manhattan, where modern culture discovered its desire to live inside a fantasy, to live in a fabricated environment, a fully urban environment, the product of compression and density. Some of the book's illustrations are so richly detailed that I examine them with a magnifying glass, and the effort is rewarded. In a book stuffed to bursting with oddballs, eccentrics, and visionaries, the heroes are the people of New York. Whenever I meet someone who hasn't read Delirious New York, I recommend it and then, at home, realize that I was actually recommending it to myself for rereading. One of the reasons I love it so much is that I love the city so much, but the real reason is that it inspires me. I take my copy from the shelf, begin flipping through it, become entranced by its riches and its eccentricities, and end up reading it, or at least wandering through it, again. Delirious, perhaps. Fascinated, definitely.
Eric Kraft is the author of Flying. To comment on this, you must read this essay. Go to npr.org.